Listening. I still remember my teacher saying that I needed to listen more. I was terribly frustrated by this remark, thinking that I was already listening as hard as I could. Frankly, I did not know how to go about listening any better. At that time, I did not know how to ask the right questions which might have opened the way to his helping me understand more deeply. I tried harder, but what was I doing? Tensing my ear? That was all I could think of. Even though I could not make a real inroad for years, his words remained with me. Some things have surfaced since that time. I remember when I discovered silence. Silence, the mother of sound. As a painter may portray a subject against a quiet canvas that in its quietness still speaks to him, so it is with a musician. The phrases may frame the silence, or the silence may frame the phrase. Silence is as important expressively as sound. The mood felt during a silence will stand revealed, keeping the tension of expression throughout the rest, especially in a long rest, is an art in and of itself. The contact from the heart of the musician to the heart of the music must not be broken, and the character of the composition exists very much in that silence. Is this rest one in which you contemplate what has just been stated? Is it one of reflection? Is it one in which you change the character before you go on? Questioning the silences, whether they are long or short, rests, or even the briefest separation between phrases, will awaken you to treat them differently. Pausing for silence in the midst of practice allows you to mentally recreate the sounds you have just played. This internal listening can be developed. Play a segment, pause, and hear it again in your mind. Hearing the music in your head stimulates the physical impulse to play it in your hands. Experienced in isolation from the act of playing, the sensations are more readily discerned. Internal listening develops both your ear and your awareness of the sensations of playing. With the limited range of dynamics available to the guitar, silence is the necessary contrast that helps create the illusion of fuller volume. Tonal effects cannot bring the added dimension to playing that the sensitive use of various pronunciations of silence can bring. Once you have tuned in to the silences, you will find all of your listening to be more keen. It will happen as a natural consequence of your own new awareness. You may find yourself listening with the skin of your fingers as well as with your whole body. Soft practice draws in the listening focus. Within the soft sound, seek the maximum presence of tone. Strive for full expressiveness and quality even within the minimum volume. The maximum loud sound you produce should leave a margin for still more increase in volume, and this will help you to avoid a harsh quality even when you are playing fortissimo chords. Always try for natural sound within any dynamic range. No matter how loud the sound, the ear should not cringe. Do not mistake harshness for fullness. It is sometimes good to approach practice with the thought of listening for the best sounding tone in a phrase. Try the phrase again and see if you can spread that kind of quality throughout all the tones. Find the part that you played best in a section. See if you can tune into it in such a way as to be able to maintain that level of playing through the whole phrase. This is taking heart from your best playing. Observing your work this way makes for a more acute and involved listening and is encouraging. Stay loose and accepting so that your energy is not diverted into censorship or self-judgment. You may want to close your ears to a mistake or phrase which displeases you, but if you know that even from a massive failure you can extricate a few notes that were beautifully played, you can use them to build your new playing. Your listening will remain open. Listen carefully to the duration of the sounds as well as the space between the sounds. Avoid anticipating a sound. Playing a note before its time is often caused by a physical imbalance, which in turn is caused by lack of trust. The player may try to get into position ahead of time, and in doing so may miss out on balancing properly along the way. Each tone has a given lifespan. The long tones need to be given their proper due, and the fast tones spaced thoughtfully through deep, involved listening, which again includes physical sensing. Quantz, a famous teacher and friend of C.P.E. Bach, put it this way: however well ordered the fingers may be, they alone cannot produce musical speech. To listen profoundly seems to acquire a great deal of conscious effort, and at first this may be true, but gradually it will become a sensing activity in which the intellect does not monitor every move. The watchfulness is gradually absorbed in the playing. Recording your own playing, however crude and distorted the sound may be from your home recording unit, is an excellent source for self-teaching. It reflects your playing back to yourself, for in listening to the recording, the discrepancies between your wishful listening and your playing will be revealed.